Welcome to Project 12 and Happy New Year. This is Smitha Krishnan, the project manager. We're now in 2018, an exciting year for the city since this is the year we will implement our new HR finance system, Munis. Needless to say, this will be a very busy year for the Project 12 implementation team, consisting of staff from accounting operations, financial planning, purchasing, HR, and IT. I would like to use this opportunity to provide an overview of what's coming in the next few months as we gear up to go live with the financial side of the system in July. Let's start with a high-level overview of where we are with the implementation and then dive deeper. As you may know, this project has two phases. We're now deep into phase one, which was kicked off in July of 2017. This phase will go live on July 11th of this year and will include the core financial modules, as well as system-wide functionality such as reporting, personalized user dashboards, and Tyler Content Manager. Phase two includes the implementation of the HR payroll modules. The second phase will kick off in February, run parallel with phase one till July, and then go live on January 1st of 2019. From late September through the end of this year, we will run parallel in both systems, our legacy system IFAS and the new system Munis. This is to ensure that the new system has been set up accurately and tested for the payroll go live. Following the phase two go live, over the next 3 months, the system will migrate from an implementation phase to ongoing support with Tyler. Now, let's take a closer look at what's happening between now and the July go live. From January through April, the implementation team will configure the system based on the vendor's business process recommendations, best practices, and industry standards. We will also be setting up permissions and roles for a subset of users and design workflows for approvals, notifications, and so on by module. During this period, the subject matter experts in finance will be trained thoroughly to use the various financial modules in Munis for their day-to-day jobs. This will be followed by user acceptance testing in May. Here, functional leads and subject matter experts will test each module from end to end, including the product functionality, workflows, reports, and confirm that the product has been set up to meet the city's daily business needs. Next will be end user training, which includes you. This training will be spread across all of June and tailored by module, user roles and permissions, and possibly departments. This is when you will get to learn the Munis software and also use it just as you would after go live to perform your daily job functions. We're also planning to host open labs so that you can drop by at any time with your questions for the subject matter experts. This will be followed by planning for the actual go live on July 11th. This will include bringing in the last set of information from the legacy system to Munis, migrating open purchase orders and contracts, and so on. After go live, the vendor will closely monitor the new system as we get comfortable using Munis for our day-to-day business. While there is plenty of training on the way, you can get started today with two terrific online educational resources provided by the vendor Tyler Technologies. The first is tylertech.com, which is Tyler's client support site. Note that you will need to register on the site, and it typically takes 48 hours for the vendor to grant you access. After you log in, go into client support and select Munis. Under Munis, there is a variety of resources available, such as Tyler Community, Search, and Knowledge Base. The one I recommend you use at this time is the Munis Knowledge Base. You can search the knowledge base using keywords. As an example, I'm going to search on the topic Excel Cubes, which is exciting functionality that comes with this product. Now 90 documents were returned on this topic. You can further narrow down your search results by filtering using a category, such as user conference. You can now pick a topic and download the file or email the link to this document to yourself and others. Another great resource is Tyler University, available at tyleru.com. To gain access to Tyler U, please send me an email, and as the Tyler U administrator for the city, I can request access on your behalf. In Tyler U, click on Search and Enroll. Now here is a tip. The version of Munis we will be going live with is version 11.3. So type in 11.x.1 to narrow down your search to this version only. There should be 154 courses available. Let's say I'm interested in learning more about the budget process in Munis. And given that I'm still new to Munis, I just want to see an overview at this time. After you find your topic of interest, click on Enroll. You can enroll in multiple courses and basically create your personalized course catalog. If you filter on enrolled only, you can see all the courses you've enrolled in so far and also see how far you are with these courses. Once you gain access to the live system, you will also be able to see and access the enrolled courses directly from the system. I hope you found this information useful. As always, feel free to stop by and ask me or any of the project team members questions about the Project 12 implementation.